This episode of Liquid Lunch has a f***ing language warning. All right, our kids.
Well, recently we had a visit from LG, known to Mum Peggy as Liam, Liam Gallagher. Welcome to Liquid Lunch, mate.
Nice one, mate. Nice to be here and nice to hear your voice.
It's lovely to hear yours, mate. What'd you have for brekkie this morning? Have you had brekkie? Are you a breakfast person?
I've been up, right, so what time is it? I think it's about it's about 10 to 9. I've been up since about 5. I get really bad, like I've got really, I don't want to sound like an old fart and that, but I am getting older, as we all are. But so I get up early and I have to do some stretching, man, because I'm in agony. So, but no breakfast just yet, man. I've just been on the coffees and that.
Coffees is all you need. But when agony, you got some ailments or just the creaks and aches
just,
of a...
Just like a bit of arthritis is kicking in. It runs in the family, so I've got a bit of that. So I'm always... The minute I start tossing and turning in the bed, it's like the missus just kicks me out and says, well, get downstairs and do your thing. And so I get up. But I'm an early bird anyway. I like getting up and watching the sun come up and that. You know what I mean? There'll be better days when the sun gets into you and the shadows of your heart. There'll be better days when my love will find you even though we're miles apart.
When I tell people I'm a bit of an early bird and they go, oh, that's not very rock and roll, is it? I say, well, yeah. Actually, being in a rock and roll band's very rock and roll.
Well, when they say that to me, that's not bad. I'll say, you know, but selling 100 million records is also shut it, you dick.
I'll have to try that someday.
Try that one.
Struth.
Or thereabouts, or thereabouts.
Hey, just speaking of coffee, writing the tune Everything's Electric with Dave Grohl, that guy likes a bit of coffee. He's like the flippin' Energizer Bunny, isn't he?
Yeah, he's my... I mean, we were in the studio and we did it and that, but I have come across him many a times on the road and he's got a lot of energy, which is good, man.
Everything's Electric with the process of was it sending each other stuff?
Not that at all. It was just like, well, I'd finished the album. We've been making this album for about 2 months on and off with the COVID and that, and then I'd finished it, and as I was off down the road to go and have a couple of drinks and that, I get a phone call saying, look, Dave and Greg have got this tune, would you have a listen to it? So I've gone back into the studio, had a quick listen, and I thought it's good. As soon as I'm on it, it'd be even better. Up the studio the next day, went in, done some singing, sent it then back, and then this is what we ended up with.
Is that kind of method the same with Greg Kirsten? You've been writing with Greg for a number of years now.
Yeah, same kind of. Well, no, most of the times I go over to LA and that sometimes, and then it just depends. With COVID, you couldn't really get about, but I've got no problem going over there, and they've got no problem coming here and that. So it is what it is, you know what I mean? I prefer to be in the room, but as long as the tune at the end of the day comes out decent, it doesn't really matter whether you're on the moon, you know what I mean?
Would you have a bunch of scribbled ideas down, whether lyrically or melodically, or just hang out and see what happens?
Yeah, no, totally. Yeah, no, there's always some ideas knocking about and that, but yeah, man, I mean, I think for me this time around, we were meant to do something with Dave on the last one, but I think it would be weird, man. I'd find it weird being in a room with Dave Grohl and a bear just staring at each other trying to get it on, you know what I mean? I don't think I'm ready for that yet.
Because of his... coffee energizer bunny like enthusiasm, or
yeah, I don't know, just think it'd be weird, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think sort of being in a room with anybody these days feels a bit fucking
exactly.
Weird, but
exactly,
Everything's Electric sounds fucking massive and it's built for stadiums. I'm wondering, when you're in a studio and singing a tune like that, if you can actually picture singing to 200,000, 100,000, 50,000 people,
yeah, Yeah. No, without a doubt, Matt. Yeah, but I mean, listen, the gig, you know, as you know as me, a gig's a gig. I mean, the small ones are great because you've got to, you see the whites of people's eyes and that, and there's no room for error and that, you know what I mean? But the big ones, for me, it's the, they're all the same, to be fair, you know what I mean? Obviously, it's nice to be in a big field with loads of people and all that, but I don't treat it any other way as, you know what I mean? I put as much as into the vocals as I would if I was playing to one person, you know what I mean? Because in my mind, I'm playing to millions, you know what I mean?
Well, speaking of playing to a lot of people, returning to Nebworth in June after over 25 years from the Oasis shows there, Match Fitness. How does one get flippin' match fit for playing two bloody Nebworths?
Yeah, I'll have to be behaving, man. I mean, I'll definitely, as you get older, you sort of pick your battles, man. But we got City Ground the week before, and that's so I'll be sort of keeping my head down and staying away from all the fucking naughty folk until after Nebworth. And then after Nebworth, I think we've got like maybe a couple of weeks off. So, and it's the Queen's birthday and all that. Not that you lot care over there.
Well,
we're having a bit of a. So anyway, it was about a week. I think the country's got a week off, so we'll be able to get high and then recover. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, up until that, man, I'll be staying away from all the
naughties.
All the naughties. Yeah. It was easier to have fun back when we had nothing, nothing much to manage. Back when we were damaged. Sometimes the freedom we want, she feels so uncool. You just clean the pillow and send the kids to school. But oh, I remember you used to shine back then. You went down so easy like a glass of wine. My friend, when the dawn came up, you felt so inspired to do it again. But it turns out you only get to do it once. Mate, I was listening repeatedly to Once today, yeah,
which is my favourite,
yeah,
of your tunes.
Too.
And I'm going to go on a little tangent here, but there's this quote attributed to F. Scott Fitzgerald, the American writer, where he said that there's no second acts in American life.
There's no what?
No second acts in American life. And I think he was referring to that once you're known for something and you've built your reputation, then you're not going to have a chance to get it back. I'm wondering if the English, I know the Australians are fucking horrible at it. You know, once you've done one thing, that's what you're known for. But people are wanting this. I mean, there's no greater sort of outpouring of love for you, it seems, with the past two records and this one coming out now. It's your time as much as any time. And I'm just wondering if, whether you're aware of that or not, I was trying to think of a better example of it where you've got this incredible second or third or fourth act in your life and you're fucking on top of the world, you know?
Yeah, no, I kind of know what you're saying, but I haven't changed that much, you know what I mean? I'm still sort of just, I don't know, man, I'm sort of just doing what I'm doing, you know what I mean? And like, I guess with personal life and shit's gone on, obviously all my own doing and that, and I just think people, you know, I'm pretty genuine, you know what I mean? I do exactly what it says on the tin, you know what I mean? So I'm not hiding or anything, but give them what they want, you know what I mean? They want to waste my wasted songs. You know, I'm not making like techno music or anything, which there's nothing wrong with. But it's just not my thing, is it? I'm just doing what I do, you know what I mean? And people sort of getting into it. And obviously there's different generations, people that come to see Oasis years ago, they're bringing their kids now. And obviously, at the top of it, to cut all the bullshit, I'm lucky, man. And yeah, I've been lucky that I'm still here, you know what I mean? Come on, you know it's gonna be all right. And we're gonna dance all night. Come on, you know. The thing is, I'm just sort of trying to reinvent anything, you know what I mean? It is what it is. If it's not broke, don't fucking fix it, you know what I mean? It's like, I'm not one of them people that are trying to like make this new kind of genre of music. I'm quite happy with what it is that we do, you know what I mean? And some people sort of think, well, oh, he's not moved on, he's not busy. You don't have to move on. If it's like I said, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
When saying about new generation of kids coming through, my daughter who's 21, she's this New York kid, cool as fuck, you know, cooler than I ever fucking was at 21. But when I told her that we were speaking on the phone and she, you know, flipped a lid and was just bloody hell, you know, called me straight afterwards in that her thick Australian brogue as a New Yorker. But, and she was born after we did those tours, and she came to the band and to you later on. It's quite something to look at and to see those kids who weren't there for the first rotation.
That's the beauty of music, man. You know, stage's right there. It's there forever now.
Yeah. Flipping wonderful. Liam, thank you very much, mate. It's really good to hear your voice, and I'll be following you around like a bad smell when you're out here, mate. All the best.
Well, lovely, mate. All right, mate. Take care.
On you, Liam. See you, brother. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Music makes you.
Well, I like calling it dancing on the edge, you know what I mean, and creating the reality as it happens, you know what I mean? So I try and do that as much as I can.
I make sure they get what I mean, even if they don't get the words. Music is a language in itself. It's above all languages.
Double J.